Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm so grateful to be able to offer you this opportunity to deepen your understanding of God, your relationship with God, and your understanding of yourself. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of praying with Scripture, a way of listening to God speaking to us, teaching us, guiding us through Scripture. I will read a Scripture today. It is Psalm number 46, the first 7 verses, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by 2 minutes either of quiet music or silence, and during those 2 minutes, you will be invited to either reflect on an aspect of the reading or a response to the reading or what it means to you in your life at this time. So now let us open our hearts and our minds to God through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems meaningful to you, that just seems to jump out at you, to beckon for your attention. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you simply to sit with this word or phrase. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake and the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. How might it be connecting some way with whatever is going on for you at this time? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be asking of you through this word or phrase. What might God be inviting you to do or to be or to change or to react in regards to what you are hearing? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our strength. Thank you. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either pray to God or simply sit quietly in the presence of God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let us pray. Thank you, wise, gracious, and generous God, for offering us a place of refuge. When the world around us is so difficult and trying and scary, may we turn to you and find in you strength and consolation. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.